Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. Think on These Things is a starship of the imagination. Think on These Things is sponsored by the StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to enhancing the understanding of the different types of insurances and their advantages and disadvantages. This podcast, we will discuss retirement plans. Now, according to leading experts on the economic impact of retirement, over half of U.S. citizen workers will not be able to maintain their standard of living when they retire. In fact, a large percentage will be either at or near the federal poverty level. Accountability may be equally shared between employers who offer fewer sponsored plans for workers and workers who are not saving for their retirement. It has been said that people don't plan to fail, but they fail to plan. That is so true. This is the case with many Americans. While many savvy vehicles exist, people are either unfamiliar with or unaware of their existence. Insurance agents and producers who are familiar with the details and options available in retirement planning assist people of all ages to plan for the future. On this podcast, we will provide fundamental knowledge of several employer-sponsored and individual retirement plans, otherwise known as IRAs. To be eligible to set up a traditional individual retirement account, the individual must have earned income from a salary, wages, commissions, bonuses or tips, or money from a divorce decree. Make note with this passive income from rental properties, interest, dividends, pensions, annuities cannot be used for eligibility. The contribution limits. Annual IRA contributions are capped at the lesser of the 100% of earned income or a flat dollar amount. The tax law places limits on IRA's contribution. The amount is adjusted annually for the cost of living adjustments. The flat dollar limit also applies to spousal IRAs. Individuals age 50 or over have a catch-up provision available to increase the flat dollar amount. Now, this is very important to know in case you are a late starter. Individuals age 50 or over have a catch-up provision available to increase the flat dollar amount. That's important to understand. Also very important to understand is that individuals may deduct IRA contributions from taxable income if the individual or spouse is not covered by an employer-sponsored retirement plan or the adjusted gross income is under a certain limit. IRA contributions can be deducted partially or full on a federal income tax return, and the income limit ranges are adjusted annually. The entire contribution is deducted for incomes below the range. A portion of the contribution is deducted for incomes between the ranges. No portion of a contribution is deductible for incomes above the range. A full annual limit contribution is allowed whether it will or will not be deducted from federal income taxes. Remember this, that you can deduct your contributions from taxes. I would like to take a moment here to discuss what affects premature withdrawal. Earnings on IRA contributions are tax deferred. This means income tax is not due until the earnings are withdrawn. A premature withdrawal that is a withdrawal taken before the age of 59 and a half, may incur a 10% penalty tax in addition to the income tax due to the amount withdrawn. The 10% penalty is waived for the following reasons. Periodic payments made over the owner's life expectancy, certain medical expenses, payment of health insurance premiums while unemployed, certain higher education expenses, birth and adoption expenses, $5,000 maximum. Distributions made under a divorce decree to an ex-spouse or dependent child, correcting an excess contribution. Think on these things concerning early withdrawals. Withdrawals taken before 59 and a half may have a penalty tax and income tax applied. There are ways penalties can be waived, and they were listed above. There are two ways to move IRA accounts from one company to another, or from one employer sponsoring plan to an individual IRA. This is through rollovers and transfers. Rollovers, the money from the original IRA or qualified plan is distributed to the owner and they deposit it into the new IRA carrier. Transfers is the money from the original IRA or qualified plan is distributed directly to the new IRA carrier without coming into the owner's possession. We should remember that there are only two ways to move IRA accounts from one company to another. Now, rollovers, that is money withdrawn and sent to the owner. The owner has 60 days after receipt to put the money into an IRA. If the money is coming from employer sponsoring plans, 20% is withheld and sent to the IRS, limited to one rollover every 12 months. Transfer, money sent directly from one plan to another. No limit on the number of transfers. No money withheld and sent to the IRA. These are things to remember when opening a new IRA. Required minimum distributions, otherwise known as RMDs. Minimum distribution of RMDs of IRS must begin when the owner turns age 72. The first distribution may be delayed until April 1st of the following year, and each future distribution must be happened before December the 31st. The amount of the RMD is based on the owner's life expectancy. Failure to take the RMD results in a tax penalty equal to 50% of the amount that should have been received by the owner. IRAs have a required minimum distribution. Owners must start making with minimal withdrawals at age 72. First minimal withdrawal can be delayed until April 1st of the following year. The owner turned 72. 50% penalty on taxes owed if minimum distribution not taken. Annual minimal withdrawals are based upon the owner's life expectancy. Taxation of the distributions. Deductible IRA contributions and earnings are taxed at distribution. Non-deductible contributions are distributed tax-free. Fully taxed if all the money in the IRA has not already been taxed. Non-deductible contributions are distributed tax-free. On our next podcast, we will share information on a Roth IRA, pension plans, KEO plans, 401 plans, 403 plans, and many more. So join us on this podcast. I look forward to your visit And I thank you for your patience, and let the forces be with you until we next rendezvous.